Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, as always, Martin Kelly was here in the flesh.
Yeah.
Which was which is always good. He covered a lot of ground. Bowls, Deadline Day, and David Moyes podcasts, amongst other things. We also spoke to Mike Ward, a bit of non-sporting TV.
Yeah,
We had a bit of a conversation, didn't we, about various
Spurs
things.
Yeah.
You think that'll do everybody?
I think it will.
Okay, fair enough. Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon, Paul. And, yes, you weren't overly confident even at 2-0. I thought Spurs played quite well in the first half.
It wasn't at 2-0, Andy, last night. It was at 2-1 that I wasn't confident. I take you back to a now infamous game at the Lane, where Tottenham led Manchester United, Manchester United in their pomp team, 3-0 at half-time. And we all sat there saying, just got to hold out for 10 minutes. And really, just a tight 10 minutes, calm the whole thing down, then we can get going. And all we've got to do is concentrate. We've got to track our runners. We've got to keep our shape. We've got to be on it. We've got to clear. We get chances to clear. And Andy Cole scored after 45 seconds.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And had I had access in those days to a betting app, I probably would have done what I did last night. Because shame on me in some ways. But I heard what Darren Ambrose was saying when I was walking the dog after the game last night. At 2-1, I thought, I'm going to make this interesting. And I had a bet on City 5-2. Because I knew. Yeah. It felt like that. And it's just that inability to defend properly and ride out that 10 minutes. Jamie Carragher, after the game, I watched the punditry back, and he was spot on. He said the problem is that Conte has is a defensive coach, and he has an idea and a system and a way he likes to play, but unfortunately doesn't quite have the quality of players to play it at the moment. But he will still rigidly stick to that system because that's what he knows and that's what he thinks works. But as I said, look at the ricks last night. It's individual mistakes.
Long lay for the fourth goal.
I mean, you know, that thing of trying to take it down on his thigh and then get it back to Lloris. But he switches off. He doesn't think Mahrez is going to be there.
And also, it's a funny game. The turning point for me was the Perisic chance. It was such a lucky clearance.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the thing. I mean, at Tottenham...
3-3, it might have been a different
story. It would have been 3-2 to Tottenham. At that stage, it was 2-2.
Was it 2-2?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I mean, had they scored...
Oh, yeah, and then he made the big mistake, Perisic, immediately afterwards, didn't he, when he went for it.
I mean, he went to try and get the ball. Mahrez, he didn't quite get the man or the ball, did he? So, well, look, I wasn't quite sure. Tottenham did all right in the first half, and I've seen them play much, much worse than that this season. At least it wasn't the same pattern of being 2-0 down.
City weren't right in the first half. I was looking at Grealish. I thought Pep's really coached the Grealish out of Jack Grealish. but
he was bizarre after the game, wasn't he? We're going to talk to Bill Burrows, editor of Blueprint, the old City fanzine back in the day. And
he knows they're not really playing that well, though. That could be a turning point for them. I tell you what was interesting, though. Edison going long quite often to beat Spurs press. You know, Pep's not afraid to do that. All you slaves, hope you're listening to Playing Out on the Back.
Yeah.
Take note. Seriously, you can't just play out
the best teams mix it up.
You've got to mix it up.
Yeah.
And talking of teams that do that, 11 players for two positions, anyone?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You've signed one of our old boys, Noni Madueke from PSV, haven't you? But honestly, how many players? That's 31 players in your squad.
They've got 11 players for two positions.
Wow. Okay.
Pulisic, Ziyech, Sterling,
reworking
Felix,
the seven brides for seven brides.
Mudrick, Hudson-Odoi, Mount, Madueke, Havertz, Omari Hutchinson and Chukwuemeka.
Wow.
All will can play in those positions. It's bonkers. It's just, why don't you buy the players
they'll be,
you need?
They'll be queuing outside Graham Potter's door, all the players who aren't playing. He's going to have to have a cashier number four, please. He's going to have one of those ticket things you have in the butchers in the supermarket.
I feel for Potter. How's he supposed to get, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he said this. You can't have that many players in a squad, and it's very hard to turn players over
I don't get it. I don't get what they're doing at all, but there we go. Everybody points to Brentford and then their recruitment, which does seem a slightly better idea, really. And although one thing it says here, that Brentford have the fans who are the most scared. 32% of them have a fear of heights.
You've got a fear of heights, haven't you?
They can't handle being eighth.
That's probably what it is. I know you've got a thing about heights. Do you sit that high up in the new stand or not?
No, that's
a real nitwit survey, isn't it? I mean, what does it mean? I mean, how many people did they speak to? They probably spoke to four people and they said, 32% of them were scared of heights.
Did you see that Leicester City are furious at drones flying over their training? I wouldn't say they're worth spying on at the moment. I wouldn't have bothered.
Yeah, I know. I did see that. I don't think the guy was spying. He was just being a bit pig-headed, wasn't he? He said, I think I'm within my rights to do this, but they chased him off. This is a bit of a shock news. This was a football tournament not getting any bigger. Plans for a 32-team Euros will be axed by UEFA next week. Future tournaments will stay at 24 nations after Chiefs decided the qualifying competition would be valueless for TV deals. So it was commercially led, but still, are you watching Gianni Infantino? Seriously, bigger isn't always better.
He'd love a 200-team World Cup.
Yeah, because they'd all vote for him, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's all he cares about.
Indeed. Now, we should thank Bobbin Arbroath. He thought he would go and check out the referees for the forthcoming Club World Cup, didn't he?
And he's very interested.
He
in
was taking a look at that. And
really?
Among the referees involved, Anthony Taylor will be there. But also the Chinese referee, Ma Ning is Alan. Alan's a bit, I do love my favourite ref.
Says,
at the,
Alan's favourite ref.
M-A-N-I-N-G, Ma Ning. Yes, Alan does feature in today's clips of the week. Yeah, he was out with Rod Stewart last night, you know. It's all right for Rod. Yeah. You know, he can get up at 10 o'clock and play with his train set.
I bet he gets up a bit later than
Alan's got a beer at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we will be bringing you a couple of clips in the aftermath
of that
a little bit later on.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
If you're a professional footballer this weekend and you're playing in the Premier League and you're listening to this, if you score an absolutely magnificent goal or put in a brilliant assist for the winning goal, can you celebrate? I'm sick of these players like Alisse and Ziyech. What is wrong with these people? Oh, I'm sorry you're getting paid an absolute fortune for doing something you love.
So you want them to be happy?
Well, of course. It's pathetic, honestly. Absolutely pitiful. You know, they're an absolute fortune. They're doing something that people would love to do. You know, they've given people loads of pleasure and joy, and they sit there like, looking like it's the worst thing that's ever happened. I did not get that reaction from Alisse the other night.
I know.
It was really, really odd. But, you know,
that's everybody's got there. Maybe he was celebrating inwardly. It was quite a strange reaction. I'll give you that. But I suppose everybody's got their own way. Now, Andy, you're happily married. I don't expect you to be involved in this show. But they're doing Love Island for older people.
Are they?
They're going to do it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's going to be called Your Mum, My Dad. Children trying to set up their single parents.
Really? Your Mum, My Dad. I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so will you watch that?
No. I don't even watch
I don't think they'll go down the old swimsuit route, will they? It does seem quite unlikely.
No, I don't think so.
And
if I win it, I won't be wearing a catsuit like Ekins suit.
Ekins. I was shouting something very similar at the telly after City's fourth goal last night.
Do you get the marketing of the Beckham kids? I don't get this. What footballer playing for Brentford Reserves would be the face of a sports brand like Puma? It's mad, isn't it? Honestly, I don't get it. But there you go. I suppose they do attract a lot of attention.
Marketing companies approach you.
The tabloid newspapers, this constant drip, drip knocking of Gary Lineker. This one's fantastic from Simon Randall.
Yes.
He said, wrote to The Sun today, in the Wolves v Liverpool match, Gary Lineker said how toasty warm he was in the BBC studio. I'm sure freezing pensioners forced to fund this outdated corporation will be... You're right, mate. Yeah. He just said he was warm.
That's a bit of a it's a bit of a stretch, yeah, isn't it? That
one, really. Give it
now,
a rest,
a myth was nailed yesterday. They often say if a bird poos on you, it's supposed to be lucky, isn't it?
I'm not sure that's true.
Alex Zverev was playing at the Aussie Open, and that's what happened to him. And he went on and lost. He lost in four sets. So that's the end of that.
So it wasn't that lucky.
Clearly not that lucky.
And what a great quote from Rob Andrew, the Sussex chief executive. Yeah, brilliant, mate. He's talking about Steve signing Steve Smith.
We were railing against this with, who was it, Bahami? With Nick Compton, weren't we? Yeah, that's it.
He says, to have arguably the world's best batter play for us is great. It's great for us and for the championship. Yeah, not so great for England, though. Don't worry about it.
He's going to play three county championship games just to get his eye in ahead of the Ashes. Why are we doing that?
Is he paying Sussex? Because he ought to, really.
Imagine they're paying him handsomely.
Yeah.
I think we should Sussex fans who support England should boycott it.
He should.
Yeah.
They should.
Jeffrey, boycott it.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Good afternoon, Paul Hawksby, Andy Jacobs here on TalkSport. Clips of the week to come a little bit later on, but it being Friday at 3 o'clock, that means Martin Kellner turns his eye to a week of sport on TV. And it's quite a fulsome list, Martin, from what I can see. And he's here live and unleashed.
Yes.
Yes. Hello, Martin, because you're off to the London Stadium tomorrow. Yeah.
the death match.
Yeah. Of course not. It's the turnaround game, the game that David Moyes and the West Ham fans look back on and say, that was the moment when we set ourselves on the way to the Champions League final.
It's always a sensible strategy to give the manager just one match.
Yeah,
To save his job. Mm. Anyway, it'll be interesting. Mm. I've been watching the Potters.
Is this about Graham Potter?
No, it's not. It's the World Indoor Bowls Championship, which we aficionados do call the Potters because it comes from the Potters Leisure Resort.
Is it a resort? I thought it was a centre.
A whole resort.
No, it's a resort. Yeah. And the continuity announcer is on at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, just after the politics. 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the continuity announcer says, Norfolk is where the action is, which is a sentence you don't hear that often. And it goes over to the Potters, which, I mean, it's very skillful.
Yeah.
And I've learned a bit about it. It's a bit like the commentary was saying, you've got to get your first two when you, because it's in N, you have 11 ends in the final, and you've got to get your first two bowls absolutely right. If you don't win, it's a bit like greyhound racing. You know, greyhound racing, the dog's got to be in the lead in the first bend, and that's the only way you're going to get
like speedway, as Andy always says,
and speedway, exactly the same. And bowls is who knew bowls? I mean, bowls fans did, but if you don't get the first two balls exactly right, you're not going to win that particular end. And then it goes into a set. So you have 11 ends and then
I thought you'd be
finals.
More Crown Green from the Waterloo Hotel in Blackpool.
Goodwood!
Good wood. But it's interesting because these aren't wood. I'll tell you what they are. The commentator did say what they were. It's a composite surface, a composite thing.
Yeah.
He says it's composite material. Mm. He says it's all computerised, and it's only
that's
when
that's a bit
you,
of a catch-all, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I like
don't
that
ask.
Thing.
It's all computerised.
It's all computerised because they know who the audience is.
Yeah.
They know the audience is people who basically normally would be watching Lingo, and for this, while the Potters is on, you watch the Potters.
Potters sounds good. I'm looking here because they promised there's a big tick next to the words West End Quality Entertainment. Mm. So I click through. And it was quite impressive because then it says West End Quality Entertainment with legendary artists like the Beatles, Elton John, Queen, and Rod Stewart.
Yes.
Coming from these fine shores. Okay, not necessarily appearing at Potters for obvious reasons.
No, obvious
if the
reasons.
Beatles are going to reform, it's sadly the members that are still with us, then it seems unlikely they're going to choose the Potters Leisure Resort.
That's true. But if you're into the finance, I suspect you might get Shawaddy Waddy at the weekend, okay. One of the sort of 70s weekends.
Yes.
But
it's always an impression you're tempted to do that, but you can't. So let's just move on.
Yes, yes, absolutely can't do that. Yes. So anyway, so I watched that, and it is interesting, and it's good, and you can pick up lots of double entendres. I was watching a women's match, and they said one of the women they described, she's very quick on the mat.
Oh, okay.
Quick on the mat, and I thought, come on, grow up, Kelman. Yeah. how old are you, for goodness sake? But, yeah.
Now, I've recorded this little series, because our own Jim White obviously pops up in it, because it's about deadline day, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of Spurs in it, because a lot of it is about Japhet Tanganga.
Oh, okay.
And he's still with you at the moment.
He didn't go anywhere, did he?
No, he didn't go anywhere. But it was rumoured that he might go to Inter Milan. Mm. And a lot of the programme, certainly, I've only watched episode one, there's four episodes, and a lot of the episode one is about his agent, Roberto Di Fanti, and your guy who's in charge of...
Baratici?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
And they meet, there's a do at the Italian embassy. Mm. So they meet up there to have a chat about Tanganga. Mm. But there's all, it's like a scene from Goodfellas. there's a lot of hugging and there's a lot of banter and that sort of thing about how he never rings him back and they're always cancelling lunch, a lot of slapping on the back.
Yeah.
And you all have sunglasses out of their, the front of their shirts and all that sort of thing.
Nice.
So it's...
Is it kind of real insight, real behind-the-scenes stuff you wouldn't get anywhere else, would you say?
I would say that it's that. I would say it's definitely that. It's all very... you have the normal interviews. You've got managers interviewed. David Sullivan is in it.
Yeah.
Looking even more dyspeptic than he normally does. He really looks as though he's just had a bad herring. And he doesn't like the transfer. His exact quote, and I've written it down here, is, it's just not nice. Oh. He says, late in the window, you're signing players you shouldn't be signing. I thought, well, tell me about it. So he doesn't like it. Steve Parrish is on quite a lot as well. He calls it the art of the possible. And as far as the managers go, it is about signing players because there's loads of pressure on them.
They got a section of Sky reporters trying to report with people behind doing all sorts of terrible things. Shame that was fun.
That was fun, wasn't it, in the early days? And I think it's largely about how it looks now.
Yeah.
And it's quite slickly done. I think it's Adam Dark, I think, who's produced the whole thing.
Right.
And he always does a good job.
He certainly does, Adam.
He's the series producer on that. So
I'll check it out. It sounds good. Yeah. I recorded the first one. I just haven't got around to watching it, but it did look interesting.
There's a lot of stuff about Tanganga. They go to Germany. I mean, they've done it properly. They go to Germany and there's the transfer of Junior Adamu and Cucho Hernandez, who's gone to the States, Columbus Crew in the States. So if you're interested in the transfer window, and there is huge interest in it.
Well, who isn't?
Who isn't?
Business. No, Andy's not there again. No, just buying Andy did shout, put your checkbook away. Bowley, which is the first time it's ever happened at a football match.
I think that Andy and David Sullivan are as one in that.
Yeah.
Interesting about them, before we leave the Potters, they've now got an MC rather like the darts and the boxing and everything. He's called Jack Jenkins. I suspect it's not his real name. I'm just guessing.
You think he's gone for the alliteration?
Just sounds, Jack Jenkins. And so they bring them on to rock music.
Oh.
So that the women's final.
So that walk-on music. Yeah.
That walk-on music. It's Catherine Rendell and Kerri-Anne Glenn. Were in the final, and you know they're very skillful, lovely ladies.
What do they come on to? I Predict a Riot or something?
No, it's not. That would be a hell of an idea. Yeah. But they do come on to a bit of rock music.
Nice.
And I thought, just seems a little incongruous. So they look like primary school teachers.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, they're not. They didn't seem that rock and roll to me.
But Jack Jenkins is I'm just looking up his CV. Jack's known to the Potter's Resort, has worked as a compere and entertainer.
Ah, right.
You'll also catch him on a Fred Olsen cruise.
Really?
Possibly. And just some of the things.
Does it say a Fred Olsen cruise? Have you made that?
No, it says a Fred Olsen cruise. Ah. Yeah. Well, host and entertainer on Fred Olsen.
Well, that's interesting because Potters run a cruising thing now called Imagine Cruising because all the players wear
the sponsors,
wear the logo,
aren't they?
Imagine Cruising. So whether it's Potters running Imagine Cruising.
Well, curiouser and curiouser. Before we go, I saw somebody tweeting about this. It does sound interesting. This is a podcast, not strictly a week of sport
on
TV. It's on YouTube, of course it is. I suppose it is telly on that basis. But it's David Moyes. Interesting timing to give an in-depth interview like this, Martin. Tell us.
I don't think he's done himself any favours. I really don't. Because on this interview, he's asked how he identifies who's a West Ham player.
Yeah.
So who he's going to sign and that sort of thing. And he admits, I wouldn't admit this, but he admits that he had the chance to sign Alvarez. But didn't think he was right for West Ham.
Wow.
You know, because he's good and he scores goals.
Yeah.
But I thought he's really not, you know, he's not done himself any favours.
I'm not sure admit that. I agree with you.
Yeah. And the whole thing, as you say, it's an odd thing to do. Mm. It's an hour and a half. It's
Diary of a CEO, isn't it? Which is
it's
very
Diary
popular
of Steve
podcast.
Bartlett. It's a hugely popular podcast. And he's often very good. Richard Osman did one of those and it was really good. But I'd rather take the view that Simon Jordan on this station took, which was that, you know, he's talking about creating a new West Ham, etc. And what Simon was saying is that he's not the CEO. He was talking as if he was the CEO of West Ham. He's the manager. Win some bloody football matches. You know, basically, that's his
Thank
job.
Thank you, caller. It's Martin from Leeds.
Well, absolutely. But I won't be alone in feeling that.
No, definitely not.
You know, he wants to build a new West Ham, et cetera, et cetera. Some of us quite like the old West Ham. You know, I mean, what David Moyes is saying, our West Ham in the old days were always a bit flaky. Well, you know, fine, we had a good couple of seasons, as we have had under Moyes, you know, and full credit to him for that. We had a couple of good seasons, but then we'd be in a relegation struggle. It was always that way with West Ham. So he's not really changing that. Mm. You know, we're still a bit flaky. But it's not been very entertaining. The last 12 months, you can count on fingers of one hand the really entertaining matches.
Well, a big one tomorrow, and you will be there, Martin.
I will indeed.
But, and so you'll catch a few hours, Kip, because I take it you're on overnight tonight.
I've stopped sleeping to a large extent because of this kidney stone that I've got. I'm sort of asleep for 20 minutes and then...
That's a painful thing.
It's no fun.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Time to look at some non-sporting TV if you've got time. With Mike Ward from The Star. Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys.
Brighton Corner. Stories today linking Chelsea to Moises Caicedo and also Eve
Bissouma.
I don't
know why Tom Bowley just didn't even buy Brighton. He should have bought Brighton instead of Chelsea.
That's pretty much what I've been saying, isn't it?
But if he got Bissouma and Caicedo, he basically wants the player.
Want them. Forget it.
He wants the player that replaced the player. He wants them both, just in case.
I think it's... I've decided I'm just one of Brighton's philosophical fans. I think after a while you could tell that a philosophical fan is the one that has his own name on the back of a shirt rather than any players.
Well, Trossard's gone. How are you feeling about that?
I'm not sure that's great managing by De Zerbi. Trossard's one of Brighton's best players.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, obviously there was the fallout and we don't know the ins and outs of that, but 21 million doesn't seem an awful lot. I thought we'd get a lot more than that.
I didn't really have long left on his contract, did he? I think it's 21 plus add-ons. I think it could be a bit nearer 30 or something.
£21.50.
Anyway, my wife likes this section and she doesn't like
she
football.
She does. She doesn't want to hear about football. Last thing she wants. Now, this sounds quite cheery. The chemistry of death on Paramount Plus.
Yes, I thought I'd kick off in a nice heartwarming start. This is on Paramount Plus. A new series just started. It's about, I mean, the premise is basically as a genius medic based in London who has a harrowing experience and decides to up sticks and relocate to the sticks. Mm. Up sticks, I use sticks twice in the same sentence. A lot of sticks going on there. And become a village GP. Right. So you're kind of thinking, yeah, we've seen that format before, haven't we? Mm. But then all of a sudden he's walking around in one of those white sort of all-in-one forensic onesies and going to sort of grisly murder scene. So it feels a bit like Doc Martin meets Silent Witness, which is a concept which I'm amazed no one has explored before. It's actually quite good, but it's very, very dark.
Silent Witness has jumped the shark a bit this series, I think.
Can you understand what's going on, or is it just me?
Yeah, it's just a bit odd. Every week they're in
danger. You have to be a forensic pathologist to understand it.
Well, no, can't they just solve a crime without being in danger?
No. I think that one week they should just do some parking fines or something, or they just pace it a bit. Yeah, because
Okay, well, we'll put that to the story editor. Chemistry of Death, Paramount Plus, and watch it whenever you like. Yeah. Death in Paradise.
Yes, I've just got a death special today.
Oh, it's a lot of death. Death test. Take us into the weekend.
Yes. Bradley Walsh's son. Barney Walsh, who of course appears in their Breaking Dad series on ITV, on his own for this one as a guest star. No particular significance. I thought I mentioned that. And at the start of the thing, someone dies, which is unheard of before the opening titles. He's the one who discovers the body. It seems to be some sort of con artist who's got their comeuppance. But we shall see.
So that's obviously 9 o'clock BBC One tonight. Bank of Dave, new film on Netflix. So that's from Monday. That's away. But Rory,
it has arrived. It arrived on Monday. I just thought I'd put that in.
Okay, no problem.
Big Burnley fan, Dave Fishwick.
It's a true story.
Yeah, this is the guy who some years ago. He's been on Channel 4 series or whatever. I did an interview with him a couple of years ago. He's the one who's decided to take on the big banks by trying to set up his own small high street bank, largely because some while ago he sort of lent out money to sort of his local businesses and local people and just felt people were being exploited and wanted to do it in a more sort of socially responsible way. So this is his story, and Rory Kinnear plays the guy. It's a sort of very sort of breezy Brit flick in keeping with the character of the guy himself, who's a very sort of amenable.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Michael McIntyre's Big Show seemed to get a lot of good press.
So good last week.
Yeah, I saw Ali Ross talking it up. I'm sure you're obviously. I mean, it's kind of old school Saturday night entertainment, which is a difficult thing to pull.
He's a master at what he does.
It's exactly that. And I know he gets a lot of flack from certain people, probably jealousy a lot of the time, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, he does it superbly. And yes, you could watch it cynically and sort of see how it's all put together, and certain things are a little bit sort of manufactured. But that's how TV works. I mean, you've got to be fairly realistic about things. And he he is a master at it, and it is genuinely funny. And this latest one, Alison Hammond is the one who gets her phone taken, and they do that whole thing where he sends a sort of embarrassing message to the people on in her contact list. And Peter Crouch is on in the Midnight Game Show thing.
I think they ran out of time.
He and Abby are disturbed while on holiday in Portugal. She's in on the joke, obviously. He has nothing to do. And she talks in the programme about how she had to persuade him not to sleep naked, knowing that the TV cameras are going to burst in the room and disturb them during the night.
So that's 10 to 7 on Saturday. And just very quickly, BBC Two, 9 o'clock, The Warship Tour of Duty. This is a new series about HMS Queen Elizabeth I's operational mission, like behind the scenes with the Royal Navy.
Absolutely. Yeah, brilliant new series, 6-parter, starting 9 o'clock on Sunday night. And it's we've seen this sort of thing before, but it's always fascinating. And to look at these guys in danger. But what I love is the sort of matter of factness when you go behind the scenes and the jokiness and the camaraderie. So it's not all about the sort of fierce hideousness of the conflicts that they're potentially risking being involved in. Yeah. This guy is being sort of very amenable, so it's good fun and very accessible.
And no time, sadly, to talk about the big show next week, Robson Green's Weekend Escapes, which is Robson Green goes paddleboarding in the North Sea with Les Ferdinand.
He got mobbed by fans.
which is also definitely an Alan Partridge
Absolutely.
Idea. Cheers, Mike. We'll catch you next week.
Cheers, guys.
When you'll have no players left, of the way Chelsea are going.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, we're going to hear from a new gaffer. Mick McCarthy is back in football.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's gone to Blackpool.
I did see this, yeah.
And I don't know if you've heard any of the press conference. It was quite an interesting answer in his press conference. So he was asked why he's decided to go and manage Blackpool. This is what he had to say.
Well, you know, I took a look around the place and I thought I can do something here. You know, really achieve things quickly. Like, riding the big one. Lunch at that big Harry Ramsden's, going up the tower. You know, you can get so much done in one day here. So I expect you'll see me in Mark Kelly's karaoke bar most nights. I'll be there, singing "This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us." Always reminds me of Roy Keane, does that? So, as long as I'm still here for Strictly Week, I'll be a happy camper. Sorry, what's that? The team's second bottom. Oh, sackcloth and ashes.
Good old Mick. There he is. Of course not. That was only Ian Danter, of course, as Mick. But probably quite a lot of the stuff he would have said himself. But thank you very much for that, Danter. Very kind of you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Here we are. That was this afternoon's show. We'll do it all again on Monday. Danny Kelly will join us. Andy Brassel as we look back on the Premier League and the European weekends. We'll have some clips of the week pewter for you as well.
We'll have some new transfers at Chelsea.
Yeah, you'll have a few more players in by then. Fantastic. Another couple of £100 million spent, quite possibly by Monday. So until then, have a great weekend. Enjoy all the sport. Enjoy all the games on Talk Sport. And we'll catch up with you then.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on Talk Sport.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.